If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Abby, and I don't like Valentine's Day. There, I said it. But across the U.S. and around the world, people are celebrating Valentine's Day either today or on another special date, depending on the country where you live. Today, I'm going to share the 3 steps for having a Valentine's Day filled with connection, love, and joy, whether you're single or in a relationship. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a practicing psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven with over 35 years of experience helping people just like you. Join me as I teach you actionable tips and strategies to create connection, joy, and ease in all your relationships. So let's get to it. Well, we're here. I'm recording this on the day you'll be listening to it on Valentine's Day if you listen to it on the day it drops. And ugh, this day. You know, when I was single, I hated Valentine's Day because I think mostly because I felt left out. And I ended up getting kind of defensive of my singledom, or, you know, people like, don't worry, you'll find someone, or any of that, oh, just condescending bullshit. And so I think I didn't like it when I was single. And then even as, well, for sure, as a psychologist, I can't tell you how I don't like it, because people are miserable on this day often, or they have complaints. My partner didn't do this. They didn't do that. They don't really love me because they blah, blah, blah. And then I have single clients who feel like I used to feel, kind of left out or defensive or angry or lonely, super duper lonely, because everyone's celebrating their love and everyone's, you know, posting all over friggin' social media like they have, you know, the love of a lifetime. Meanwhile, like half those people will be broken up in a year. I know I'm sounding cynical and bitchy, aren't I? But that's okay. It's a really hard day. And even myself, you know, Gary and I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I think it's really artificial. I think it's a setup and I don't like it. And so we do get each other a card, and I do instead what I'm going to teach you today, which is something I've taught to clients for years, these 3 steps, which changes the game. So I shouldn't say I hate it anymore, but I don't celebrate it the kind of way you think maybe that it, quote unquote, should be celebrated. So I want to share that. And again, this has worked, you know, I never share things that are just about me. I know I talk about myself sometimes because I'm giving examples of things, but anything I'm sharing means it's worked with clients, and so, and thousands of them over time. So you should be very clear about that. I'm always a little concerned about sharing client stories because I don't want to step over any boundaries or have people think I'm talking about them. So sharing about myself sometimes is easier, but you know, my life is not what you're trying to copy. You're trying to create your own life that really works. And again, what I teach are things that I've seen working for decades now. So that's why I teach it. So I, you know, And Gary and I made this decision together, which I really appreciate. I do like getting a Valentine's Day card, and he knows he has to write in it because I like when there's some writing in it. But that's it. I don't want him to go out and get gifts. I certainly don't want a stuffed animal. I mean, that's not my jam. I buy myself chocolate all the time. I am not shy about eating chocolate, so he doesn't have to go do that. And we generally don't go out to eat because everything's so expensive here in the United States when you go out on Valentine's Day. And I really don't feel like spending three times as much on a steak that I would have spent literally a third of the money on on the 13th of February. That just sort of pisses me off. And, you know, everything is packed and booked and it's just a little crazy out there. It's not my jam. If it's your jam, God bless, go do it. Have yourself a time. But what I'm going to outline today does not include needing to go out to expensive dinners. So, and really in my experience, there are too many high expectations around this day, especially here in the US. And I do work with people from around the world. So I feel like I can say that really clearly. Not that people in other countries don't have high expectations too, but it's a little, I think here, I don't know, I just hear it more here. And there's a lot of disappointment. Feelings of disconnection. Here's this love holiday and people feel disconnected. Anxiety goes up. Loneliness increases. It's everything it's not supposed to do, it seems to do. And so, but I have found that you can feel more connection, love, and joy on Valentine's Day. And all it really takes is a shift in your mindset about what the holiday is really about. So instead of focusing, I'm just going to tell you, of course, then I'll tell you my three steps to make it happen. Instead of focusing on your romantic partner or lack thereof, I want you instead to focus on the love in all your different relationships. If you make Valentine's Day about celebrating all those different people and relationships, including the relationship with yourself, we're going to talk about this, you're going to have a whole new perspective and feel really great about this day. So, and if you're partnered, you know, maybe think of your anniversary as that special day and not Valentine's Day. Again, I think it's a setup most of the time. You have to be, if you're partnered, you have to be in agreement with your partner around this. But I will tell you, I because I work with people from all over the world, I've heard Valentine's Day traditions from all across the world. And a lot of other countries already do what I'm about to say. So Scandinavian countries are amazing around this. They are very focused generally on friendship versus romantic love. Finland celebrates, I had to ask one of my Finnish clients how to pronounce this. It's, excuse me, Ystävänpäivä. Let me try it again. Ystävänpäivä. Don't come at me, Finnish people. But that basically translates to Friendship Day, as I'm told. And so the Finns don't really focus on their partners on February 14th, but they give maybe little mementos or gifts to their friends to let them know how much they love them, how much they value them. Estonia, they have a tradition also of giving cards and gifts to, you know, neighbors, to best friends. And I love Estonia, apparently. Please, anyone who's listening from Estonia, they apparently have something called the Love Bus, where single people take a ride and, you know, see if you meet someone special or make a friendship or spark up a conversation. In Norway and Denmark, friends and lovers, you know, lovers too, but friends too, exchange cards and flowers. And I had a one client who's from Denmark say that there's these like joke letters sometimes that I guess men give women or friends. And they apparently have these beautiful, like intricate, like they're beautiful cards. They have like intricate, I don't know, cutouts and stuff. I don't know that I understood it really well. But you know, they give like these joke letters. It's really, anyway, they do that. South and Central American people also do this. They focus on friendship, not partners or not just partners. In Colombia, Valentine's Day is known as a day of love and friendship. So friends give one another anonymous gifts. Guatemala City has some colorful parade for senior citizens, which I really love. Who needs more love than our seniors? In Argentina, they've got a whole week. It's in July, I'm pretty sure. dedicated to their partners as well as their friends. And they call it Sweetness Week. So, you know, they exchange candy and hugs and kisses and all the things for a whole, you know, you can't keep them Argentinians, I guess, into a day. They have to have a whole week. Mexicans also see Valentine's Day as something that's for both romantic and platonic relationships. There, you know, not in Mexico, February 14th is known as a day of love and friendship. So again, people in all kinds of relationships exchange cards and gifts. And South Korea has some really cool thing someone sent me when I was researching this, that where, so in South Korea and Japan, apparently women give gifts to men. There's like a white day and, that's not the white day. I forget the name of the day where there's a day that men after that men give gifts to women, which I think is called white day. Just come for me, people from Japan and South Korea, just let me know. But it's customary for women to give gifts to men, which I like first, at least. But in South Korea, they also have another holiday on April 14th, known as Black Day, where I think there's a red day, a white day, and then Black Day, where single friends get together to eat noodles. And apparently the noodles are in a black sauce, hence being called Black Day. And they celebrate being single, which is wonderful. What's not to celebrate? Oh my gosh. So this is from all over. But again, here in the US and other, I think certain countries, it's so focused on romance and it's so hyped up and so much money is made off the day that we've, I think, forgotten where it really could lie. And we end up excluding people. And so often, you know, I love to go out to eat alone. I do it with some regularity. And almost every time I'll hear just you or, oh, only one or just one. And I don't want to smack people because I love everybody, but I know people aren't doing it on purpose, but there's a subconscious, you know, communication there that being alone, like you shouldn't be seen out, I guess. You're supposed to be home. I don't know. How are you supposed to meet people if you're single, if you're home? This idea that like I should be able to go out to dinner alone. I love going to the movies alone. One of my favorite things. I have my own popcorn. No one can share my food. It's the best. I know I like going with other people too, but I really enjoy taking myself out for a day of just me, you know, my work and my home life, all very people focused. So how do you get the focus, where it needs to be this Valentine's Day? And I have three steps. Whether you're single or partnered, this works for everybody. And I will tell you, I think it's even especially important for partnered people. But you'll be surprised because it sounds like it's only for single people. But if you're partnered or single, I'm telling you, I give it to all my clients. This is what I want you to do. So step number one is you start your day in some kind of mindful reflection about your relationship with yourself. Now, a lot of you are listening to this already on Valentine's Day, so or after, but you can start this anytime or use this for next year, or you do all this anyway. Just create your own love day on February 20th or something. So I want you to think about how have you been treating you? I want you to be mindfully reflecting, even journaling for a few minutes. How have you been treating you? If you were to give yourself a grade on how you treat you, what would it be? Would it be an A+? Would it be an F? What would it be? Where is your self-compassion at? How compassionate are you with yourself? In other words, like how is that inner voice or your inner critic speaking to you? And I, by the way, as always, will link to all of the episodes I've done on how to quiet your inner critic or your inner, that inner voice that won't shut up. You know, I'll link to all the itself, how to have more self-compassion, the steps to that, you know me, or you can just search wherever you download podcasts, Abby Metcalf, self-compassion, you know, and that'll come up, or wherever, if you're watching me on YouTube, please subscribe and like, and leave a comment. I would love that. I'd love to comment back. If you're listening there, you could also on YouTube, just search for those terms with me and they'll pop up, you know, things I've done in the past. This is our sixth season. So I've done a lot of episodes and I've got a lot of good stuff out there, research-based to help you. So go use it. But I want you to have this time of inner reflection. Just stop to take some time to focus on you, your relationship with you. I'd love for you to even set a timer for 5 minutes and really journal your answer to these questions. And then what I really, really want, if you're up for it, is to make a commitment to do a self-compassion guided meditation for a week, especially today on Valentine's Day. Like if you're listening to us during the day, do it before you go to bed tonight. But otherwise, I want you to start doing this all the time. Not all the time. Again, for a week. And then if you like it, keep doing it. I try to do it about once a week. So I have a loving kindness meditation, which is like a self-compassion meditation. It's the loving kindness meditations. The script I use is the one used in the research that's proven to help you with your compassion and proven to evidence-based to help you have compassion for others, which is also generally needed on Valentine's Day and every other day of the week and year. And that's free on YouTube. You don't have to put in your email or anything else. You can just put loving kindness, Abby Metcalf, boom, you'll have it. So you can start that today, tomorrow, soon, but I'd like you to do it every day for 1 week to really reflect and help this relationship with yourself. And again, obviously single people, this is great for, but partnered people, I want to remind you, and again, for single, I shouldn't even separate you guys in any way. Accepting love from someone else is really hard when you're having trouble loving yourself. And I did an episode on cultivating self-love. Again, I'll link to all of these. I did 2 episodes on cultivating self-love in different ways. So I'm going to have all of that in the show notes, abbymetcalf.com. Come on over. You can find the blog post that I always do related to each episode. And you can download and listen and do all the things, or again, search on the platform. But I really want you, this relationship to yourself, the love for yourself, the kindness to yourself, the care and appreciation for you, there is not, I mean, God, people, I don't know. I've been talking, it's been 5.5 years, we're in our 6th season, that I've been talking about this and I've never changed on this point. So please, I'm begging you, I love you, I love you. I need you to really start to get this piece. All right. Step number 2, which this one is really good. So if you do nothing else, just do step 2. You can skip, if you just feel like, Abby, I can't do step 1. All right. Step 2. Step 2 is to make a list of all the people you love. And let me tell you how you're going to do this. Okay. It's not just like writing for whatever. And it's very specific and you'll see it's very effective. So you would set aside, let's say, at least 15 minutes of uninterrupted time. You're probably going to need a half hour, I will tell you. So uninterrupted time, 15, but start with 15 minutes. See how far you get, if that's all you feel like you have. And what you're going to do is create a document on your computer or get out a piece of paper, or you might need more than one piece. And I want you to just draw a line down the middle or set up a table in a document, however you want to do that, with just 2 columns. Okay, so it's just 2 columns. And in the first or left-hand column, I want you to make an exhaustive list of all the people you love. Okay, so just go left-hand column. You're just writing straight down. You might need multiple pieces of paper for this, multiple pages in a document. I don't know, you know, where your life is, but you're going to list all the people you love. And this can include your animals, your pets, people who have passed. You know, we don't lose our love for people because they've passed, but you might have, you know, there might be someone that passed that you don't care about, or that you have sort of, you know, maybe when you were little, you were very connected to them and you cried a lot when they died, but now you're 40 and you barely remember this person. Don't judge yourself or the list, please. I know you're going to start to, so I'm telling you not to. But make an exhaustive list. Here are all the people that I love, that I really, truly love.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Again, or pets or whatever. Not things, though. I don't care if you love your house or your car. Leave that out. Then this is just relationships of some kind. And we certainly can have relationships with our animals, obviously. So then I keep going. So that you do that exhaustive list. Then I want you to continue that list. It's still in the left-hand column. And add all the people that you appreciate. Think of your appreciation. And so this likely includes maybe coworkers. You know, you don't really love them, but maybe you really appreciate your boss or a coworker or one or more. Neighbors, the person when you go to the grocery store, you know that person that always checks you out. It's a little mom and pop, and you really appreciate them. And they take care of you, and they tell you like, "Oh, we got," you know, they know that you like a certain kind of steak. Or I've talked about steak a lot. I must be hungry. Anyway, they know you. You know that your candy came in. I go to a Tokyo fish market near my home where we go a lot because we can get sushi grade fish. And they know I love Hi-Chews. I love those damn things. If you haven't eaten Hi-Chews, mango's my favorite. Don't send gifts, but boy, I love those. Anyway, when I'm there, sometimes they're out of my favorite flavor. And I go often and get, you know, I get my produce there too and fish and other things. So this one woman when I'm checking out will often say like, "Oh, we're getting them. We didn't have any mango chews. I'm so sorry. You know, we're getting them in next week, or come back tomorrow, or delivery comes in," or something. Like, she notices. It's very sweet. Or she'll tease me that I have them. I really appreciate her, that she cares, that she knows when I'm getting fish, they know when I want the skin cut off or not, or the bloodline in. You know, these are people I really appreciate. Could be your UPS driver. You know, I really love Paul, shout out. He actually just retired. Or he's on a desk now, not driving. But, you know, my UPS driver used to always make sure my packages came right to my door. He would knock, you know, make sure that they got in the house, you know, not just like throw them somewhere or whatever. And so, right? So all those people that you appreciate in your life, you know, really your kid's teacher at school, you really appreciate how they treat your child, right? Got it? Are we clear? Now, and you'll notice this list is probably getting long. Finally, and again, you're still adding to that list, to that left-hand column. You're going to add all the people you might not necessarily love, but who you feel true care for. Like, this is someone you really care for. And again, it might be someone that was on this list of appreciation. If you've already listed them, don't. But if there's someone else in there, I did this recently with a client, and there's a worker that she had forgotten about until I said that, who helps take care of her mom. And she thought, "Oh, this is someone I really care for a lot, really want, you know, to know that they're well." So there might, again, appreciate, care for, just I'm using all the words so you can really get there. Okay. So now you have this long list of people, probably long, in this left column. And it might be shorter. It's okay. Don't judge it. If there's five people on it, there's five people on it. That's great. So now I want you to take a moment after you do this list though, and notice you're gonna feel good. You're gonna feel something, because when we think of people we appreciate, love, and care for, we get into that state. We get into that, we know, we've done functional MRIs on people who, if you look at a picture of your partner and think a loving thought about them, you know, it signals the brain in all those love, wonderful ways. So doing this, bringing yourself into what's called state, really helps you feel loving and feel expansive and feel appreciative and caring. So just doing this, right? But there's more. You're not done. Now, in the right-hand column, across from, so go back to the top. Now go back to the very first person you have listed, who might be your partner or your mom or your daughter or whoever. And in the right-hand column, across from that person's name, I want you to write down something you want to do or say to let that person know that you love, appreciate, or care about them. Okay? Write something down. Don't get caught up in, "Oh, I can't do this," or "I don't want to do that." Just write it. Just shut up and write it. I say with love. Just do it. So it could be if it's your dog that you wrote first, you know, what are you going to do for your dog? Take a long walk, you know, to your, you know, whatever, like if your dog's happy place is a long walk on the beach, then write that. I'm going to take Lulu for a long walk on the beach, you know, more longer than usual. Or I'm going to take Lulu onto the beach for as long as she wants until she can't walk anymore. You know, we used to like to wear my dogs out, right? You could donate money. I had a client just do this recently. She donated money in her father-in-law's name. There's a certain charity he cares a lot about. And she did it anonymously. She didn't tell him, which is fine. You don't have to tell the person. But she felt really good doing it. But she donated in his name. So he got something, you know, at home about it. And she was all excited because he was like, I don't know who did this. And it was really cool. It might just be hugging your kid, waking up early tomorrow to let your partner sleep while you take care for the kids. If it's your, you know, grandmother who died last week, you might just stop and say a loving prayer to her. You might decide to maybe go to if she's buried somewhere, you might decide to go there. You might go to temple or mosque or somewhere else and say a prayer. You know, just think about, you might donate money in their name, whatever. Think about something you can do to let that person know that you love or care about them, or something you could say. So you could just tell someone, look someone in the eyes and tell them how much you appreciate them or thank them for something. It, again, should be, I think, small. I don't want huge grand gestures. I don't want, like, I'm going to take my wife on a round the world vacation. Like, that's not what this is for. Really think about this person and something that you want to, again, do or say. Now, next, I want you to add some dates to all these different people. So you're probably not going to be able to get everyone done today or tomorrow, whenever you're listening to this, and that's fine. But I want you to make it a goal to get to everyone within the next week or two, depending on your list. And again, I want to repeat, if there's two people on your list, don't judge it or think the list should be longer or, oh no, what's wrong? This is not, no, we're not doing that. We are not doing that. So you can stop right now. You can get off your pity pot. I don't want to hear it. If there's two people that you love in this world, that's friggin' amazing. Okay. Or appreciate in this world, that's amazing. And if you couldn't think of anyone, I really need you to, I don't mean this funnily or any and tongue in cheek. I mean this very seriously. You need to get to therapy immediately and you need to start a loving kindness meditation immediately, because how is there no one anywhere that you appreciate, even that you care for, that you, there's, and again, something, right? Someone out there. Don't judge the list if it's really long. Oh, I can never get to all these. Sure you can. Again, if you stop going to grand gestures, it's not that hard, right? I would say I don't want a group text to everyone saying how you feel. I want you to do individual things for people. And then finally, here you go. I want you to notice whether you included your own name on that list. Oh, I caught you. I caught you. Yeah, you're smiling right now because you've been making a list in your head and you realize. If you didn't, you better add you're the most important person. You write down your name right now. Jewish mother bossy Abby Metcalf is telling you, oh my gosh, you're killing me. And you write down your name, damn it. Matter of fact, put that at the top of the list. Make a special place. Write down your name and then write down what you'd like to do or say to yourself to show your love, appreciation, and care for you. Going to take yourself out for a mani-pedi? Are you going to look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself? That's called the mirror exercise. It's a really good one. Are you going to write a list of all the things you appreciate every day because you realize how good it makes you feel? Like, what are you doing for you? And that, all this again, should be a priority today and over the next week or two. Okay. This, I'm telling you, this is the way to celebrate Valentine's Day, single or with someone. If you then go out with your partner for dinner or hang out with your best friends that night, you're going to feel so full of love and joy. It's going to be contagious. I'm just telling you now. And then my third tip, which really encompasses all this, or my third step, if you want to say that, is you have to keep your expectations in check. I would say that this is the thing that ruins more Valentine's days than anything else. Do not, I repeat, do not have any expectations or judgments tacked onto this day. What do I always say? I want you to have high standards, but low expectations. I want you to have high standards of love and compassion and connection and ease and joy. And I want you to have low expectations for how that's going to show up and get out of the friggin' details. So it does not mean that your partner doesn't love you if they didn't bring you flowers. It does not mean that they do love you if they do bring you flowers. It does not mean that they don't care about you or they never listen to what you want if you had dropped hints about some restaurant and they made reservations somewhere else. That's the mother effing setup that drives me insane. We set up the people in our lives who love us. We, with this little secrets, are supposed to read our mind. If you really love me, then you'd know what I want for Valentine's Day. If you really cared, then you would have listened 3 months ago when I mentioned X, Y, or Z. Bullshit. You have to stop. I'm begging you. You are sabotaging yourself and your relationships when you do this. No one is expected to read your mind, and you can't read anyone else's. Oh, he knew that would upset me by not bringing me flowers, and he did it on purpose. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. I know that some of you are with passive-aggressive people. I get it. But of the vast majority of people listening right now, I'm talking to you, your partner only wants to please you. They are trying to please you. They think different. They communicate different. They have different love language, whatever. You already heard me talk about love languages recently. Whatever. But my New York is going to come out now. I'm going to say whatever. But you have to stop. What is this? It's like you want to be miserable. You want to be a victim. And screw that. Stop being a victim. Lower your friggin' expectations. Don't have them for today. Don't think about what it should look like. Instead, set your own standard. I'm going to be loving all day. I'm going to connect to the people I love and I care for and who I appreciate. I'm going to let people know how I'm feeling. I'm going to be in this energy. And that is what's going to bring you the things you want. That energy. Not sitting with your arms crossed like, let's see what happens now. He better show up. She better do this. That's such crap. Or having in your head that you have to have sex this day. Or having in your head that you have to have a partner this day. Or that you have to be with friends even. It's not what this is about. Expectations low, standards high. Love those high standards. It's going to be a little plug for my book, Boundaries Made Easy, Your Roadmap to Connection, Ease, and Joy. I go all about how to understand your deal breakers, your standards, how to set them, how to make boundaries around them. I go through my three-step process in that book. And that book is, I'm telling you, the review, go look at the reviews on Amazon. They're amazing because that book is a change your life book. So if you're going to spend money on anything, ask for that for Valentine's Day or buy it for yourself. Splurge on yourself. Buy it. And if you have Audible, it's My Fabulous Voice, which I know you love hearing. You can get it for free on Audible. Do that. But I want you to really get clear on keeping those low and just having these standards for yourself about how your day is going to be. I want you to remind yourself that it's a day about love. It's a life about love. It's a week about love. Screw Valentine's Day. That's what your life is about. And love is abundant and expansive. Love is not a pie that when someone gets some, you get less. That's jealousy and bullshit, more bullshit. That is not how it works. Love, when you're in it, you know. I remember having my son and thinking I remember getting married and thinking, oh my God, I love this person more than anyone. And then I had my son and I thought, oh my God, I could never love anyone more than my son. And then I gave birth to my daughter and thought I could never love anyone as much as my daughter. My love keeps growing. And then I have my work and my clients and I just think, oh my God, I love this client. They're so great. And then I have another great client and another great client. And then I do this podcast and I'm like, oh my God, this is so great. I love connecting. Oh my God, over 170 countries. This is incredible. I'm getting emails from all around the world. Ah, it's expansive, not restrictive. It is not a limited resource. And if you're seeing it that way, you're seeing it wrong. I'm just saying it's wrong. It's not correct. The physics doesn't support it. The science doesn't support it. And neither does just the woo of it. So if you're not feeling those things, if you're not feeling expansive and abundant, I want you to step back and check your thinking. You got to go back to step one. You have to go back to step one. You have to check in with yourself. I need you to get a new reframe on the day. We call this cognitive reframing. I need you to see it a little differently. I need you to be in the moment. The way to do that is to be in your moment right now, feeling the feeling. Don't worry about tomorrow. Oh my God, I'm never going to get married. Oh my God, my partner's never going to be able to do Valentine's how I like it. That's in the future. That's your anxiety lying to you. Do not listen. In the moment, right now, get in here now. And when you make, go back to that list of all the people you love and care for. Get back to that list. If your little voice starts to go, oh, but they don't love me. Yes, they do. Stop it. Just stop it. Lots of people love you. Stop it. Just stop it. I can't hear it. And if you love you, that's pretty freaking great. I love you. There you go. You got two. You got you and me. Let's start from there. Whatever you have on that, you know, start there, but come back to the love. Come back to that feeling. Reframe. Be in the moment. Why do I talk about mindfulness so much? Why do I talk about setting intention so much? Because once again, the research shows this is what works. When you stay in your moment, when you're in your moments, that is where you're happiest. That is where you have the most peace and calm and connection. Right now, at this moment, how do you feel as I'm talking to you? I'm letting you know you're loved. I'm letting you know to make this list. I'm telling you, love is expansive and abundant. You feel hopefully really good in this moment. Just stay right here with me. Just stay right here with me. Stay in that loving intention throughout Valentine's Day, throughout every day, each day of the week, okay? Every day. Don't, if you can avoid it, don't set up some huge date night with your partner where you're going to be exhausted, right? After getting the kids all squared away or make sure the dog was walked. And is there a babysitter? Do they have something to eat? And do they have clean clothes for tomorrow? And make sure it's, you know, doing all that. Then you're exhausted. Then you find you probably had to make the reservation too for dinner. And then you go out for this expensive dinner. And all you're worried about is like, I'm exhausted and we're supposed to have rock star sex later. You're like, no, it doesn't. It's not good for you. It's not good for your partner. Again, it's a setup. Expectations low. And don't hide away in your house if you're single, unless that's your happy place. Make sure you've reached out to let someone know you love them, or buy yourself a big ass box of chocolates and curl up with a good book or a movie. I'm down with all of it. But it has to be from love. You have to be home. When I go to the movies alone, it's not because I feel lonely. It's because I'm cherishing this time with just myself, of treating myself, of doing just what I want, not what other people want to see, not the movie Gary wants or my kids, or not getting or getting a popcorn and having Gary eat it all. He's big. He eats all my popcorn. And then, you know, by the time I go to grab an, I eat slow. So by the time I go to put my hand in the popcorn again, it's gone. So... You know, I like just eating at my pace, not being worried someone's going to eat all the snow caps. I love snow caps at the movies. I never buy them anywhere else. Does anybody else have this where you only eat certain food at the movies and certain candy? Anyway, you know, I like it. I want to have my slushie on my own or my Coke on my own, my Sprite, whatever I'm having. Like, it's okay. You know, you just have to make sure that what you're doing is from that love place for yourself and for other people. Okay? All right. And if you don't know how to be mindful, if you don't remember, I have, oh Lord, just keyword search mindfulness on my website and you will be like over, you know, there's so much. But download my mindfulness starter kit. It's totally free. Download it. Just download that. Start there. Start with being mindful. All right. That is it for today. Those are my three steps for really creating this wonderful Valentine's feel, a love feel, a way to start your year, maybe start your year after February 14th, not January 1st. Who cares about January 1st? Think of a year of love. What is my year of love? How do I want to feel this year? And start going down that list and doing the things for these people. And I'm telling you, you're going to start feeling full of love and care. Do these things for yourself. You'll feel strong and confident and clear. And that is how you create a lot of love in your life. All right. Whew. Thank you so much for being here with me. What a special day to be dropping the podcast, because I am all about the love. And so having you here with me always means more than I can ever express. Ever. Why do I cry? I cry at the end of a lot of these. That's just how it goes. I'm not going to apologize for it. I love you. Have an amazing day, an amazing week, filled with love for yourself, for me, for others. Put that out there. Don't put anything else out there but that. All right. I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful confidence. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything. You can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy, crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.